Salt and Blood, written by Peter Corris and read by Peter. I met Glyn Withers in a Paddington pub near the Victoria Barracks after she'd been to her second AA meeting for the week. She runs her own private inquiry agency in the eastern suburbs. We were lovers, never were enemies. Now we're friends. How was it? I asked. Loads of fun. Michael told us all about his recipe for making battery acid drinkable. I hope you scribbled it down. What'll you have? Soda and bitters, no lime. It was Thursday night and busy. I'd grabbed a table in the partitioned off no smoking area, but I had to go into the battle zone to get the drinks. Scotch and ice for me. Two at the most. Glenn could walk home from here, but I wouldn't be going with her, and I'd have to drive back to Glebe. It was after 9 o'clock, and the noise level was going up the way it does as the alcohol level rises. The crowd was youngish and mixed. Men and women and a few indeterminates. Gays and straights. Here and there I spotted a face old enough to remember Bob Menzies and 6 o'clock closing. Not many. Some wouldn't even remember Bob Hawke. I pushed my way back to the table, keeping the drinks clear of shoulders and elbows, and waving hands. Glenn always insisted on our meetings taking place in full-on drinking situations, to keep her on her toes. We touched glasses. "Thanks, Cliff," she said. "Still like that stuff, do you?" I examined the contents of my glass. "I'm glad it exists," I said. "Mr. Enigmatic." "That's me." "How you doing? Do you miss it?" "Less and less. It's nice to have the time and space for other things. I didn't for a while." We sipped our drinks and let the noise wash around us. Danger time. We'd get to feeling comfortable together. Close even. Consider the possibilities. Weigh up those feelings against the loneliness. I took a solid slug and broke the mood. "So," I said, "here you are, looking 10 years younger in your sobriety, and as I'm 10 years older than you, that puts 20 years between us.